absolute pleasure to have you in to talk about Morgan, yes, which we have been reassured is an it.
We're not a she.
Not a she.
No.
Maybe played by the amazing Anya Taylor-Joy, but not a she.
Not a she, an it. Okay.
Now, I think people most know her, the actress, from The Witch.
Yes.
Had you seen The Witch before you shot this about a year ago?
You're absolutely right. I shot it about a year ago, but appallingly, I can't believe I'm admitting this, I've never seen The Witch.
You know what?
And I have heard extraordinary things about it. I really have.
I think it's just as well, because if I were working with her,
yes,
and I'd seen The Witch, I would not be comfortable.
Anya, don't look at me.
Yeah, don't. Just don't.
Don't look at me, Anya.
Don't. Look, I'm remembering things, and I don't want to remember them. But yeah, you're lucky. I love talking about movies where you can't really talk about the movie. This is a film where it's all about the reveal. It's all about this science experiment where they create an artificial being called Morgan, and we have to discover what that would result in if you were to create this cybernetic-ish being.
Yes.
What would that be like? And you're part of a family.
Yes.
In this kind of secluded mansion slash concrete bunker.
Slash lab.
Slash lab.
Yes.
And I got the impression that you and the rest of your cast, who are extraordinary, got on really well.
And we did.
Mm.
And we really, really did. But you're absolutely right in saying that they're obviously all extraordinary. But they, you know, the way, if you are to have Toby Jones on set and Paul Giamatti, you're going to just kind of like flock around them and be like, tell me tales. Tell me tales. And they were so, so generous, so warm and welcoming and kind of like talking to, you know, us younger actors who have clearly put them all on these pedestals and just being like, oh my gosh, tell me how it was for you kind of, I don't know, a decade ago and all these brilliant stories that you have and what are you doing next and just, you know, just feeding off their energy, their vibe. And obviously because they are lovely people, they kind of set the tone on set. They were very jokey, very kind of loose and fancy free. And then, of course, Paul Giamatti's scene is dire at the end. I don't want to give too much away.
No, but it's intense, we'll say that.
But it's very, very intense. But, you know, it's credit to just how brilliant he is. He snaps out of that and then just goes on a very funny rampage. And I remember just standing from afar being like, God, you're brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would forget my lines immediately.
Totally. If you're staring into his face, you're going to be like, it's Paul Giamatti. It's Toby Jones. How can I kind of keep it together?
Your line is not, I love you, Toby. That's not your line. One more time.
Yes, exactly.
And the director of this film is Luke Scott.
Yes.
The son of, and I know people hate it when they get kind of aligned with their forebears or their parents or whatever. I'm sure Duncan Jones doesn't like it, but he is the son of Ridley.
Yes.
And when you got approached to be part of this movie, was it, hi, I'm the son of Ridley, or was it just kind of, I'm Luke, this is a film we're making?
I'm Luke, and this is a film I'm making. And absolutely, that had to be the precedence from the off, just because this is his first feature film.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so, yes, this is him kind of making his mark. And quite frankly, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. He's a superb director. And yes, it's let's create this world. Let's, you know, do the genre of sci-fi justice. And, you know, it's really eerie. It's a very kind of creepy film in a very good way.
There are moments in the film where you it's not a motherly figure, but you play a very... It is motherly. It is motherly.
Yes.
Of a
I'm
sort.
Glad you say motherly.
Yeah.
Some people have kind of sexualized that by saying that there's some weird kind of love going on. But there is a maternal feeling.
I didn't get that vibe in any way.
Good.
It felt more adoptive. Yes. Or little sister. Anyway.
Yeah.
At times, I did just think that as you're like bonding with this thing, which at any point might go off.
Yes. Violent.
Like really tense. Mm. When you were shooting those scenes, did it feel as tense shooting them as it did when we watched them?
I think the time when it did feel as intense as when I watched it was when we were on the jetty. But prior to when we were shooting one of the final scenes, no, it didn't really. There was a very kind of... There was a nice kind of ambiance on set. It wasn't too horrific. But having said that, I was never involved, obviously, in the very intense fighting. And so I was never really present on those days for obvious reasons. I wasn't in the scene. But I can imagine that is when, you know, things get heightened and you're no longer joking around.
Yes,
and,
exactly. There's
and it's
Paul Giamatti like, lols.
No, exactly, yeah. I'm here to kind of, decimate this room. Because they take it out. They like they bump into the shelves and they fall through the window.
It's serious. Like there's no mucking around.
Serious fight.
And this movie's based on a script which is part of the Blacklist, which for listeners at home is one of those hallowed Hollywood institutions where they are movies that have not been made but are great scripts. Mm-hmm. When you are approached with scripts like this, is it, I've got to do it? Is it just as simple as that? I have to do it.
When they're that good, when the writing is that concise, when the storyline is just brilliantly put together, and you can see the art, you can see how tantalising it would be to watch.
Yes.
And obviously, the end product, you relinquish all control with how it's going to be edited. But in my head, it's very similar to what I hoped it would be, having read the script.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I think once you read the script, you go, if you're lucky enough to get it, you're a bit like, oh, I want to be involved. I want to be involved.
Do you feel like you get approached to do the same kind of character? Do people approach you with the same roles over and over?
I do find that I, yes, I do find that, and I make a kind of strategic effort to hopefully not fall into the same category job after job. Only because I'm wanting to hopefully, if I challenge myself, I feel that that also challenges audiences in not putting me in a kind of bracket, in a pigeonhole that they know me of being some, I don't know.
Whatever.
Northern Terrier. Terrier? Warrior. Terrier. Yeah, I'm a Northern Terrier.
It kind of works. I mean, it's a niche market gap, but you know what? I reckon you could do it.
It's bold.
I find that often I see roles that are played by men and I think, why wouldn't women play them?
Yes.
Why isn't this happening?
Yes.
Do you feel there's more room these days to go, you know what? I've heard about this role. I think I could do it. Is that happening?
I feel that the tide is turning, for sure. I really do. And that is absolutely kind of like just with women in film pushing that. I believe we're being listened to. I do feel that it is turning. I am yet to find myself in the position whereby I read a script and I go, guys, make it a woman. Come on. And pick me. But I think, yeah, pick. To go for me.
It's like a 1-2 punch.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But no, it's incredibly encouraging, and I think that it's changing. I think it's going to be a slow process, but that's not to say that it isn't moving forward.
Now, I normally ask people one of three things, because if you're a British actor, you've normally appeared in The Casualty. You've normally appeared in The Bill, Casualty, or Midsummer Murders. You dodged all of those, right?
I haven't been in any of them.
No. Surely when you have these Bill chats, people go, oh, God, what did you play in The Bill? And they go, I was, you know, third thug number three.
Yeah.
And you're just like, no, I did Downton Abbey. That was...
I would say, though, my family and I, we loved, that's in the past tense, but certainly when we were younger, Midsummer Murders was
it.
It was it. And I would have given my left arm to have been able to be, you know, kind of victim number two living in the village, you know, hapless girl running away or whatever. So yes, I would love to have been in that.
We need to start the campaign to get you a cameo.
In Midsummer Murders.
All right,
let's
do
it,
guys.
I want to be there with Barnaby.
Oh!
Yeah.
Let's make it happen, guys.
Do it.
Anyway, look, it's been an absolute pleasure. Morgan, as I say, is one of those difficult films to talk about, but I hope you guys are intrigued. Thank you again, Rose.
Thank you very much for having me.